For Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 44th International Film Festival Rotterdam, and I'm joined by filmmaker Kiros Papavasiliou, who is here with his film Impressions of a Drowned Man. Thanks very much for joining us, first of all.
Thanks.
Would you like to tell us maybe a little bit about what the story of the film is?
Well, there's some kind of story, but it's deconstructed, it's interrupted with more poetical interludes. Mm. And well, it's about a man who doesn't have a name and an identity, and he's being told that he used to be a poet called Kostas Karyotakis, who was a famous poet in Greece in the 1920s. He died in 1928. He committed suicide at the age of 32. Well, the film takes place in today's time, and he's being told that he reappears every year upon the anniversary of his death, and he has to face similar situations. It might sound like American films, some like Groundhog Day, but it's really, really different as a structure. And actually, it's based on the myth of eternal recurrence, which by Nietzsche.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically, the important element is actually the element of the poet. And maybe, can you tell us a little bit more about him for the audience that might not be too familiar with him?
Yes. As I said, he died at the age of 32. He was... he developed his own style, and he influenced the whole Greek poetry after his death. And there was this movement called Karyotakiism,
which comes from his name.
From his name, yes. And he's considered quite pessimistic and very sarcastic, but he's also very tender. He had this contrasting elements. And when one reads him, it's difficult to imagine how he could stand these feelings of tenderness on the one hand and harshness on the other hand. Anyway, when he was sent away from Athens, he was working at the state offices,
right.
And he was sent away because of his behavior, and to a small town called Preveza, and he wrote some poems there, and then he committed suicide after 1 month. He wrote a suicide note where it starts as a tragic confession of his situation, which, when you read it, it's kind of a confusing situation. And then he wrote a postscript where he advises those who want to drown themselves and kill themselves by drowning not to do it if they know how to swim. Because he was trying the previous night for 10 hours and he wouldn't make it. This postscript ends by him saying, sometime in the future I will write the impressions of a drowned man. And that's where the title of the film is taken. Even though in the film the impressions of a drowned man takes different facets.
Mm. And you kind of you take him to the modern world. So
yes.
What was it like to channel his spirit and using this sort of narrative way of exploring his own personality?
Well, I tried to be truthful to the situation of alienation That's what I imagined that was happening to him in the in his last days or last hours. He seemed quite confused in the suicide note. The only text that I'm using is the suicide note, and I didn't do a biopic film or a film that interprets his poems or anything.
Yeah. It's more like a noir. It's a mysterious film.
It's a mysterious film. It's a kind of a noir what we're searching is his identity. Mm-hmm. He's searching for his identity, and we're following him as spectators. And well, hopefully, I try to make a film that is a mirror for the audience to see themselves. See their ego in the film, and hopefully this ego disappears.
The structure of the film is quite interesting, and there's some moments in the film where the actual conventional narrative is broken up, and we're inside a car, or there's shots of landscapes. There's quite an admirable work of photography there too. So how did you work with the film to bring it to the screen in a technical sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I have to tell you about the narrative that... for me, narrative was a pretext to follow some kind of story, but at the same time, you say, is this true? Is this story believable? Yeah. And because I'm being sarcastic to this tradition of narrative films. As I said, I wanted to do something more poetic. I wanted to make a poem, but that was the only reason, the only way to disguise it. Now, the structure of the film was pretty much took a different version in the editing. We cut a lot of scenes out, and we became more cryptic, yeah.
Less straightforward, finding a way of engaging with audiences.
Yes. Yeah, I also have to say that David Lynch was an influence for me, but there's a lot of influences that are, I hope that you cannot see very well. I wanted to show this contrast of nature on the one hand and technology on the other, or beauty, but in a sense of wild, in a wild situation. Nature is not beautiful landscapes. It's raining and stormy, and it's kind of. It's not relieving.
Do you, with this film, also hope to make a comment on poetry in a modern world and its relevance and the viewpoints of poets and how they remain relevant as time progresses?
Yes. It's not about poetry in per se. I mean, in the film, there's a statement. It says there are no poets left in this town. Poetry is very rare in our days, but it talks about the function of art. Made it through my action of making a film. A poetic film. Mm. It doesn't talk about poetry that much. It's a poem in itself, I hope. But it was always like that, I think. It was always like that. The art is on the margins.
Yeah.
And
standing outside the world looking in.
Yes, and you cannot expect anything more, and I think that's where the film stands also.
Great. Well, it was a great pleasure talking with you about it, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.